1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Alex Prechet. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy announced he is backing an impeachment inquiry into President Biden over his son Hunter Biden's business dealings. It comes as McCarthy faces pressure by his own party. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more.
A formal impeachment inquiry would put congressional investigators in a much stronger position when it comes to obtaining information that they say they've been unable to get from the Justice Department about its probe of Hunter Biden. Prosecutors say they're readying to charge the president's son with illegally buying a handgun while he was a drug user. A plea deal that would have had the younger Biden avoiding such a charge fell apart this summer.
In a statement, the White House calls the inquiry, quote, extreme politics at its worst. The antitrust trial against Google gets underway today. The Justice Department alleges the search engine engaged in unfair practices to limit competition. A CDC advisory panel is reviewing the latest FDA-approved COVID-19 boosters. If recommended, the shots could be available later this week in doctors' offices and pharmacies. This is ABC News. Five Americans detained in Iran are getting closer to returning home, a deal for their release involving unfreezing $6 billion in Iranian assets.
The Biden administration holding up its half of a deal with Iran, clearing the way for South Korea to pay Iran $6 billion in oil revenues that have been held up by U.S. sanctions. Critics say any money to Iran is dangerous, but Biden administration officials say the funds can only be used for humanitarian purposes under tight U.S. monitoring.
ABC's chief White House correspondent Mary Bruce. Mark Dickey, the American caver stranded thousands of feet underground in a cave in Turkey for more than a week, is now out. The 40-year-old is recovering in a hospital in stable condition. Health risks associated with being a night owl. A new study shows those people inclined to stay up late have a 72% higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Night owls were linked to unhealthy habits like smoking, drinking, and a poor diet. Alex Prechet, ABC News.
Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
A man is in custody after being caught with over 200 fentanyl pills. Marin County Sheriff's deputies arrested Jamie Corkin of Negaunee, Michigan, September 3rd in Wasaki in northern Marin County. Corkin was charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and misdemeanor bail jumping. The bust was the result of a traffic stop. Corkin is scheduled to appear in court today. A pickup truck crashed into a house, leaving one person dead. The Outagamie County Sheriff's Office says the crash happened around 4:30 in the morning yesterday in Buchanan. They were called to the West 700 block of Highway Z near Kakana. Witnesses say there was a loud explosion. Buchanan and surrounding area first responder crews pulled the driver from the truck and tried to revive him. He was taken to the hospital where he later died. Authorities aren't sure why the pickup drove off the road. The incident is being investigated. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee.
From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah. The fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Mino and the Mayor.
We're talking with Tony Mandrich. You're talking about your alcohol problems. Jim kind of mentioned here during the break. He said, yeah, the coaches didn't do anything about it. And I said, didn't do anything about it. They were with the guys.
I mean, nobody forced anybody to drink. Drinking was just part of it. And it was kind of like that stereotype of, you know, being a guy or being an athlete. Or it was just part of that.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday mornings from 6 until 8. On the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah. Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albo Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albo.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, the fantastico Mr. Zommers on the board. It is Tuesday, September 12th, 2023. If it's Tuesday, it means it's time for a tangent, and no person better to bring us a tangent than the one, the only fabulous co-host of Town Call with Will Walter, Luke Mathers.
How are we doing, Todd?
Now that you're here, fantastic.
It comes up so quickly. Every week, a Tuesday tangent here at 2 o'clock with you on the Todd Albo Show. That's a lot of tease, folks.
We love alliteration.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Having some fun. Glad to be with you on the airwaves.
Always great to be here. Want to get to a couple of things this half hour, but you actually have some legit breaking news to bring us here. We talked a little bit about in the first half hour about these. Republicans have seemed to have gone impeachment happy, talking about this news out in D.C. Kevin McCarthy is saying Republicans are going to move forward with impeachment proceedings, at least, against Joe Biden. Here in Wisconsin, Republicans have been going after the new justice in the Supreme Court, Janet Protasiewicz. And I think what you're going to tell us here, well, we'll follow up with it, but go ahead and bring us the breaking news on this perhaps impeachment or not of Janet Protasiewicz.
Well, we've got Daniel Bice reporting over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that the leader of the state assembly, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, is now scaling back, maybe not being as direct about impeachment
walking
calls.
Back.
Yeah, he's hedging his bets. Maybe it sounds like there was not as widespread of support from the Republican caucus in the state assembly. So Bice reporting that the language that Voss is using in a recent interview on conservative talk radio the end of last week, kind of more or less scaling back his condoning of an impeachment investigation of Justice Janet Protasiewicz here in Wisconsin, even though she has just over about what, 5 weeks?
About 5 weeks, yes.
A month and a week, really, under her belt in serving the people of Wisconsin on the state's highest court. So it seems like maybe Voss was expecting to have a little bit more support from his caucus, but not the case.